President Trump's tariffs have generated economic shockwaves, but Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Dave McCormick says worried constituents should give it time. Chris Potter reports for WHYY.
McCormick was in East Pittsburgh Monday morning, visiting a next-generation battery manufacturer that's one of the region's economic success stories. But he acknowledged that many Pennsylvanians had concerns about the economic impact of Donald Trump's tariffs, especially on global stock exchanges, where falling prices and confusion about Trump's goals have erased trillions of dollars in value. McCormick urged fearful voters to take a big-picture look at the disruption. He said the tariffs were part of a broader agenda to tilt the economic landscape in favor of U.S. manufacturing.
Let's see how things play out here in the next couple days, in the next few weeks. But the essence of the tariffs, which is to try to bring fairness, makes sense. And now they've got to be executed in a way that's ultimately going to be good for Pennsylvania, good for the country. And that's what I'm watching.
McCormick said he did not support an effort to reassert Congress's power to set tariff rates. He said that would limit Trump's ability to negotiate with trading partners.
That was Chris Potter. In Philadelphia, crime victims and survivors were honored Monday by the district attorney's office, faith and community leaders, and members of the city sheriff's office as part of National Crime Victims Rights Week. Philly DA Larry Krasner says the focus on victims encourages law enforcement and grassroots organizations to highlight the stories and rights of those impacted by crime.
One of the most important parts of my job as the elected Philadelphia DA is to advocate and support those who are victims, survivors, and co-survivors of crime, especially when those crimes are violent and they are senseless. Truly senseless.
A candlelight ceremony at City Hall will be held this evening from 5:30 to 7:30. Sports: Phillies are in Atlanta tonight. Zach Wheeler will square off against Chris Sale. First pitch at 7:15.